Our major argument in this report is that the greatest threat to ZANU rule is ZANU itself. The problems that are taking place within the party and lack of consensus among the top leadership, and also lack of consensus in the grassroots structures that are seen in the expulsions, suspensions, and constant infighting. The story of ZANU is the story of the day, every day in Zimbabwe. We think that the weakening of the party internally will ultimately see the demise of ZANU at the national level. So ZANU is a threat to itself because of internal discohesion and authoritarian erosion of the leader himself. And fundamentally, the entry into politics of First Lady Grace Mugabe has popularized the politics of defense. When she moves around the country and with the television and radio live broadcast to insult people, to attack party people, to show disrespect for party structure, party institutions, what it tells us is that there is no longer order.
But Dr. Rwanya, your critics might say this is not the first time there's been internal fights in ZANU-PF. It goes back to the Liberation War.
But if you look at the struggles in ZANU, there was never a situation where ZANU suspended its people in the manner that they've done. Suspending nine provincial chairpersons and suspending a sitting vice president, it has never happened.